I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Kulandela ukufungiswa kwakhe, uMongameli Trump uhle wavala umngcele weMelika leMexico ngosuku lwakhe lwakuqala emsebenzini, njalo wathumela amabutho kulumngcele njengokuthembisa kwakhe ngesikhathi ekhankasela ukhetho. Esayina isiqondiso esiphathelane lalolu daba kumbe i-executive order. UTrump uthe akusela bantu abadinga ubuphepheli eMelika abazavunyelwa ukungena kuleli lizwe emngceleni walo leMexico. Uthe bonke abadinga ubuphepheli kulumngcele kumele bahlale kweleMexico ngesikhathi izicelo zabo zisahluzwa ngukhulumende weMelika. UMongameli Trump usayine njalo isiqondiso esiphuca ubuzwe beMelika abantwana babantu abangela maphepha abazalelwa kuleli lizwe lanxa isisekelo sombuso welizwe sikuvumela lokhu. Kodwa olandela ezombusazwe zeMelika, uMnumzana Tim Moringayi uthi udaba lolu luzahlupha ngoba kudingeka ukuba iPhalamende yeMelika ingenele ukuze kuguqulwe isisekelo sombuso iconstitution.
Ama presidential executive orders okunye ongathiwa birthright and to birthright citizenship kuyabe sokumele akhiphe i-14th amendment, but lokhu akulula ngoba kumele kube le Congress and Senate ukuthi ivotele izinto ezenjana. It's enshrined in the constitution and ukutshintsha or ukwamenda i-constitution lapha eMelika vele abakuthabeli kaninginengi.
UTrump wethule njalo isiqondiso esimisa okwenyanga ezintathu usizo lwemali ephiwa amazwe atshiyeneyo yiMelika ekhangelane lenhlelo zentuthuko i-Foreign Development Assistance, esithi enye yalimali isetshenziswa ngendlela engafanelanga ekhuthaza ukungahlaliseki lokungazwani kulawo mazwe. Wengeze wathi uhulumende wakhe uzahlaziya lezo nhlelo kusiya ngelizwe andubana athathe isinqumo sokuthi uyaqhubeka eziphathisa ngemali na kumbe uyavala lolo sizo kokuphela. EleZimbabwe lalo liyathinteka kulolu daba ngoba lithola imali enengi evela kuhulumende weMelika. UMoringayi uthi lanxa engavumelani lenhlelo zikaTrump ezinengi uyavumelana laleli nyathelo.
I-foreign funding in a lot of countries, ama-leadership njenge-Africa, they abuse those funds. Abantu abamele be-benefit from them do not benefit. Elizweni elinjengelethu eleZimbabwe, thina sele 60 minerals, we don't even need foreign funding. But ngoba kuphambaniswa ukubusa ngeqembu elikhona kathesi elezanu, we have become paupers or beggars in a rich country.
UMongameli Trump usayine njalo isiqondiso esikhipha eleMelika kunhlanganiso ye-United Nations ebona ngenhlelo zempilakahle i-World Health Organization, kanye lakusivumelwano samazwe atshiyeneyo esokulwisana lokuguquka komkhathi ese-Paris Agreement. Osekela uTrump uMnumzana Greta Vodloza Spanda uthi uyavumelana lezinqumo zikaTrump.
Into zonke lezi azikhulumile izolo egcotshwa wazikhuluma vele ephakathi komkhankaso. Abantu abaningi abamsolayo uzananzelela ukuthi kayisibo bantu beMelika, ikakhulukazi ukuvalwa kweborder leye-Mexico. Ye, wakukhuluma lokhu ukuthi khona nosokulabantu abaningi lapha asebesidla imali yeMelika bengafanelanga ukuthi bayidle. Asebesenza ubugebengu bengene ngendlela ezingalunganga eMelika. Yikho-ke ngalokho ngiyakwamukela ukuthi khona avale ibhoda leMexico, abone ukuthi bonke abangela maphepha balungisisa amaphepha abo.
USibanda uthi usekela uTrump ngoba ungumuntu okhuluma okusenhliziyweni yakhe.
UTrump kimi ngumuntu oqotho, nxa engakuthandi akakuthandi, nxa ekuthanda uyakuthanda.
Esinye njalo isiqondiso esisayinwe nguMongameli Trump izolo ngesokunqaba ukuqhatshwa kwezisebenzi zikahulumende ngoba uthi ufuna ukugumula eziningi zazo esithi uhulumende udlalisa imali. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington, yimi uNtungameli Nkomo.